With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is urging House Republicans to support his crackdown on illegal immigration.
We're tracking down the illegal alien criminals. We're detaining them, and we are throwing them out of our country. We have no apologies, and we're moving forward very fast. They're very dangerous people.
The president has signed a series of executive orders that focus on the military. One may result in a ban on transgender troops. Other orders roll back DEI programs and shield the U.S. by setting up a missile defense system similar to Israel's Iron Dome. The Justice Department has pink-slipped employees involved in anti-Trump lawfare, arguing they can't be trusted to faithfully carry out the president's agenda.
The firings affected career prosecutors who worked on special counsel Jack Smith's team, and the action reflects President Trump's determination to purge the government of workers he perceives as disloyal. The move was made even though rank-and-file prosecutors, by tradition, remain in their positions across presidential administrations and are not punished for working on sensitive investigations.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, the village of East Palestine, Ohio, and Norfolk Southern have announced a $22 million settlement. It resolves all of the village's claims arising from a disastrous train derailment back in 2023. The rains that helped Southern California firefighters battling those raging wildfires have also left a muddy mess in some of the wildfire-ravaged neighborhoods. Google Maps changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico. In the U.S., it will be labeled the Gulf of America. That comports with President Trump's wishes. The Alaska mountain called Denali will also be renamed Mount McKinley, its previous name. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 74 points. This is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum will carry over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Court retains left-leaning majorities or flips to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion in particular. Money's already pouring in, expected to eclipse more than $70 million combined spent on the Supreme Court races in both states 2 years ago. SRN News. It's several years in prison for a California woman in the case involving so-called birth tourism and birthright citizenship.
It's all because she ran a business that helped pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States to deliver babies who automatically became American citizens. U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner on Monday gave Phoebe Dong a 41-month sentence. Dong and her now-separated husband Michael Liu were convicted in September of conspiracy and money laundering through their company USA Happy Baby. Keith Peters reporting.
Workers at a Whole Foods market in Pennsylvania voted to unionize, the first group of employees to pull off a labor win at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain. Employees at the Philadelphia store cast 130 votes, 57% of the ballots in favor of joining a local chapter of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. More details at srnnews.com.